Preston Jimerson from Doran, Georgia, was one of those on that tour.
National Cotton Council has the pie tour, and it's basically to get all the different farmers from different regions to see another side, understand what other farmers are going through, and to try to better understand how their farming practices sometimes are similar and sometimes are very different from what they're used to.
And what he saw in California was different from what he's used to in Georgia.
We're used to terraced land, rolling hills, pine trees surrounding every field. We don't have anything that's a square. Everything here is different. From the way they irrigate, the different issues they face, and the general landscape is completely different.
Now in its 27th year, the PIE program is sponsored by Bayer Crop Science through a grant to the Cotton Foundation. The program is designed to give cotton farmers from across the Cotton Belt firsthand experience of how their peers from different cotton-producing regions are adapting to challenges and using current technologies. And it was a tour where Jimerson really learned a lot.
The pie tour opened my eyes a lot. The issues that we face at home, many of them are issues that we can't overcome, and there are things that we can have a direct impact on. These guys, a lot of the regulatory issues they face come about and are set in place by people in cities who do not understand the true challenges they really put them under whenever they do set the regulations in place. And for that, that's tough. The way the weather impacts us and stuff like that, there are some changes we can make to try to offset those. The regulations in place, there's nothing you can do except spend the money to overcome it or get out. And that's tough.
For more information about the PIE program, visit the National Cotton Council website. That's cotton.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.